Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Black holes, the cosmos, space and time travel, science and technology, brought to you by theoretical physicist, futurist, popularizer of science, and world-renowned author, Professor Michio Kaku,
and GCNLive.com.
This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. Every week on Science Fantastic, we profile some of the most amazing developments in science and technology, science that affects your life, science that changes the way you view this great world of ours. And today, we're going to open the lines because this hour is your hour. That's right, this is a time when you can be part of Science Fantastic. Now, of course, I get a lot of emails, so what I'm going to do in the first hour is summarize some of the questions that I get in broad categories so that your questions will be heard on air. So once again, in this hour, I'm going to answer some of the questions that I get. Questions that are quite probing, like going back to the moon with the Artemis rocket. And what about sending messages in outer space, advertising our location and existence? What about immortality? Is it possible that one day science will allow us to become like gods and live forever? So what about the science of immortality? And, of course, what's on everyone's lips is what's happening in the Ukraine? So we're going to say a few things about science, the science of warfare. You know, during the height of the Vietnam War, I was in the United States infantry for 2 years. I did basic training at Fort Benning, Georgia. And at Fort Lewis, Washington, I handled machine guns, anti-tank weapons, mortar fire, all the basic arsenal of the United States Army I had a chance to fire while stationed in Fort Lewis, Washington. And I took courses in science, military science. How is it that the military instructs its young recruits, future officers, to become leaders on the battlefield, not the laboratory, but on the battlefield? And looking at what happened in the Ukraine, people are shocked to find that the Russian military simply did not do what it was supposed to do. It was supposed to be a cakewalk. The Russians were supposed to walk right into the Ukraine, take over within a matter of 2 days, lay siege to the capital, and be welcomed. Welcomed by throngs of people throwing flowers at the Russian troops. Well, that didn't happen. Instead of throwing flowers, the Ukrainian people threw hand grenades, anti-tank missiles at the invaders. They were protecting their own homeland. And so the first rule of warfare that I learned when I was in the infantry is, know your enemy. That's right. That's the first rule of warfare. Know your enemy. And the Russians really got the enemy incorrect. They thought they would be welcomed as liberators. Nope. Wrong answer. And that created overconfidence on the part of the Russian military. You know, the Russians, they had the troops. They outnumbered the Ukrainians by manyfold. The Russians had high-speed aircraft that could drop bombs from the sky. They had long-range artillery shells by which you could flatten entire cities. They had tanks, overwhelming superiority in tanks. They had everything going for them, but what happened? Well, let's break it down. The science of warfare. First of all, when I was in the Army, the first thing they taught you is that the backbone of your effort is the chain of command. That's right. It all starts with the chain of command from the generals down to the officers and second lieutenants, down to the sergeants, and then down to the grunts. And, yes, the chain of command is the backbone of your military effort. But what happened to the chain of command of the Russians? Well, part of it got blown away. First of all, seven generals, count them, seven Russian generals were killed on the battlefield. That is an incredible number, basically decapitating the chain of command. And the backbone, this is drilled into you, the backbone of any military are the NCOs, the non-commissioned officers, the sergeants. In other words, it's the generals and the officers that get to strategize about the deployment of troops and stuff like that. They're the ones that get all the glory. But who does the grunt work? Who does the real backbone work? Who takes the shots? Who's right there on the front of the battlefield? Who are battle-seasoned veterans? The sergeants. Well, it turns out the Russian military had no sergeants. I was flabbergasted when I read that. I said to myself, what? No sergeants? What holds the troops together? And the enlisted men, how much training do they get? 1 year. 1 year. Think about that. You get trained for 2 months and then you're on the battlefield. Totally green. Well, that's the first thing that's drilled into you. The chain of command. And the chain of command had huge holes in it. The second thing they teach you when you learn military science is logistics. Know the weather. Know the terrain. Know how food supplies are distributed. Know where the ammunition comes from. All the stuff that's not glorious but helps to win the war. Logistics. Well, what happened here? The weather was not in the favor of the Russian invaders. The tanks that should have given them a pushover war, the tanks got mired down in the mud. As a consequence, they were sitting ducks to anti-tank weapons. Now, I had a chance to fire anti-tank weapons when I was in the United States Army. And you think that a tank is invulnerable. It's huge, the firepower. Think about that. But nope, when I held an anti-tank weapon on my shoulder, they taught me aim for the treads. The treads is the weak spot. And after that, aim for below the turret. In other words, if you knock out the treads of a tank, the tank just becomes a bunch of useless machinery. And if you knock off the turret by hitting the neck of the tank just below the turret, you blow the turret right off and decapitate the tank. And sure enough, when you see pictures of the caravan of Russian tanks, you see them picked off either by drones or by guerrillas or by soldiers willing to go up close and dirty with a Russian tank and blow the treads right off. And so the logistics were definitely not in the favor of the Russian invaders. And then what else we learned when I was in the military is morale. The morale of your troops. That's why we need officers and grunts and sergeants to give pep talks and rev up the military. However, we were shocked to find when you read the news reports that a lot of the military didn't even know they were going into a war. They thought it was going to be a military exercise. No one's going to shoot at them because it's play bullets. It's a military exercise. Nope. A lot of the green troops were then shocked to find that the Ukrainians were fighting for their life. They were fighting for their land. And they were willing to shoot Russian troops who wanted to take away their land, take away their birthright. And so the morale of the Russian military began to sink as they realized that this was no cakewalk. This was no simple walk in, take charge, and have flowers thrown at you. Nope. This was warfare. Really warfare. And the casualty rate is huge. Perhaps 15,000 or so Russian troops killed. We don't know the exact numbers, of course. But we're beginning to realize that, boy, the Russian military did not understand the science of warfare. Well, let's take a short commercial break, and after the break, we're going to continue with Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. The number to call is 612-564-8135. 612-564-8135. Call that number, and maybe you can get on national radio and Science Fantastic.
you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Hi, I'm Al Averoa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Inflation is picking up, markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. Nobody wants to run out of money in retirement. That's why I'm going to share something that your financial advisor doesn't want you to know. With our investment strategy, when the stock market goes up, you earn a market-linked return that locks in every year. And when the stock market goes down, your investments won't lose a dime. There are no unnecessary fees, and it works for your investments, money at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500 and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Brought to you by Professor Michio Kaku. This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. If you want to get on the air, if you want to share your thoughts about science and this great world of ours, give us a call. The hotline number is 612-564-8135. When you hear the beep, all you have to do is leave your name, call letters of the radio station or the website you're listening to, and the city you're calling from, and ask away. Ask that question that you've always wanted to ask a scientist about this great universe of ours. Well, let's get back to answering a lot of the emails that I get. One consistent set of emails is, what's happening in the Ukraine? And what happened to the famous Russian military? Now, the Russian military, of course, is famous for beating off the Nazis during World War II. But you see, the Russians back then had high morale. High morale because they were fighting for their fatherland. The Nazis, well, we know what happened to the Nazi 8th Army. They froze to death trying to reach Moscow. Captain Winter, that's right, Captain Winter demolished the Nazi troops, and then the Russians could come down on skis to pick off the Nazi troops one by one. Well, that's some of the heroism of the Russian army during World War II. But what happened here in the Ukraine shows all the mistakes of overconfidence. You know, the Russian military, believe it or not, flattened parts of Syria,
flattened parts of Chechnya. They had victory after victory, victory in Georgia, and they got overconfident. They had the firepower to knock out the anti-Syrian troops. They had the helicopter gunships that could flatten Chechnya. Victory after victory after victory. And so they thought they were invulnerable, that nothing could stand in the way of the Russian army. Well, one thing that did stand in the way was, as I mentioned, a faulty chain of command, logistics with huge holes in it, and lack of morale and lack of pep talks to get the troops ready to fight for their life in a war. You know, when I was in the United States military, I realized that the Vietnamese people had no helicopters. They had no helicopter gunships. They had no jet fighters. They had no napalm. They had no advanced military equipment. They had no tanks. And yet, they were winning. Here I was, being trained to go to Vietnam, up against an enemy, the Vietnamese people, that had no helicopter gunships, no jet fighter planes, no napalm, no white phosphorus, no tear gas, and yet, with all the advantages that the United States military had, we were losing. Think about that. Well, that must be the thinking now in the minds of the Russian generals. They had the helicopters. They had the jet fighter pilots. They had overwhelming superiority in tanks and in manpower. But what happened? Well, of course, things change hour by hour. We're going to have to wait and see how the final act in this very sad tragedy plays out. But looking at the sheer numbers, we can see that the Russian army forgot all the lessons of warfare, the science of warfare. They pretty much flushed down the toilet because of their overconfidence. Okay, well, let's move on now and talk about other emails that I get. One email that I get concerns immortality. Is it possible to reverse the clock? Is it possible to live forever? What does science say about that? Well, science says that there's something called the second law of thermodynamics, which says that everything eventually runs down, rusts, falls apart, oxidizes, and crumbles and disintegrates. That's the law of physics. The law says that for any closed system, entropy, that is, disorder and chaos, increases. Well, that seems to be a death warrant for everybody, but there's a loophole. Notice that I said, in a closed system. In a closed system, everything rusts, falls apart, disintegrates, ages, yes. But you see, our world is not a closed system. We have the sun. The sun gives us energy from the outside, which then gives us photosynthesis, which makes possible plants, which makes possible food, dot, dot, dot. And you begin to realize that energy from the outside can reverse the second law of thermodynamics. And this means, well, in the short term, better diet, more exercise, doing all the things that your mother and your doctor tells you to do. But is it also possible to use things like gene therapy to live forever? You know, some animals apparently live almost forever. The Greenland shark, for example, has been known to live between 400 to 500 years. Think about that. The Greenland shark living between 400 and 500 years of age. Well, forget all the fads. Forget all the hype. Forget all the nonsense you hear on television about live forever, reverse aging. Most of that is fake. However, there's one and only one known method to actually extend the lifespan of an organism. Just one. It's been tested repeatedly. It's been tested on spiders, insects, mice, rats, rabbits, and even primates now. Even monkeys have had their lifespan extended because of this method. And it's for free. What is it? Caloric restriction. You eat 30% less, you live 30% longer. Think about that for a moment. if you basically starve to death animals, they ride out the period of famine and they live longer. Now, why is that? Well, we don't know, but one theory is that it depends on oxidation. Let me explain. In a car, where does aging take place in a car? Well, that's obvious. The engine. That's where you have wear and tear, moving parts. That's where you have buildup of carbon deposits. That's where you have aging taking place in the engine. When the engine goes in a car, you throw away the car. It's a useless piece of junk. Well, what is the engine of a cell? The engine of a cell is the mitochondria. That's where oxidation takes place. That's where burning of fuel takes place. That's where airs build up. And you see, what is aging anyway? Aging is the buildup of errors, mistakes. Mistakes in our DNA. Mistakes in our cellular structure. That's why we get old. That's why we have wrinkles. Because our skin does not respond well to outside stimuli because of the buildup of mistakes in the cellular structure of our skin. That's why we get old. And then the question is it possible to reverse that damage? Well, in some limited sense, yes. First of all, there's something called telomeres. Telomeres are at the end of the chromosome, and after every reproduction, the telomeres get shorter and shorter and shorter. In fact, after 60 reproductions, the chromosomes get so short that they disintegrate, the cell goes into senescence, and eventually dies after 60 reproductions. In fact, that's one reason why we die. There's a clock, a biological clock ticking away. Now, is it possible to stop the clock? Well, yes. The Nobel Prize was recently given to the scientists who were able to discover an enzyme that stops the clock. The enzyme is telomerase added to the cell. The cell just keeps on dividing, not 60 times. In fact, in a test tube, you can actually have cells divide hundreds of times, way beyond the age limit for a skin cell. And there it is in the laboratory. So, what's the catch? There's always a catch someplace, right? Or else we'd be millionaires selling this stuff. The catch is cancer. You see, why is it that cancer cells kill you? Cancer kills you because cancer cells are immortal. Immortal. That means they just keep on growing until they form tumors. And tumors in turn cause organ failure. And when organs begin to fail, well, sorry about that, that's when you die. So then the question is it possible to extend the lifespan without cancers? We'll say a few things about that after the break. Once again, you are listening to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. Give us a call. The hotline number is 612-564-8135. Leave your name, call letters in the radio station or the website you're listening to and the city you're calling from. And hey, maybe you can share your thoughts on almost 100 radio stations that carry Science Fantastic. Stay tuned.
For listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Americans hitting the road for the Easter weekend can expect little change in gas prices. AAA finding the national average price for regular remains at $4.07 a gallon. Gas prices are down 24 cents a gallon over the past month. Missouri continues to have the least expensive gas in the United States with a statewide average of $3.64 a gallon. California is far and away the most expensive at $5.71. 1 a gallon. Don't expect to see President Biden visiting Ukraine anytime soon. That's the word from White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki. She told a podcast, Biden is always ready for anything, but added, we're not sending the president to Ukraine. Biden has been considering sending a top U.S. envoy to the Ukrainian capital of Kyiv since Russian forces moved elsewhere. This is USA Radio News. Texas Republican Governor Greg Abbott worked out a deal with the Nuevo León governor earlier this week to allow cargo trucks to cross into Texas much quicker in exchange for Nuevo León securing their side of the U.S. southern border. This comes after Governor Abbott was being criticized for slowing down trade to inspect trucks for illegal immigrants. Texas AG Ken Paxton praises the governor's decision on Fox Business.
The governor has figured out we can stop trade along the border, slow it down, and it will create pressure on Mexico and some of their governors to work out a deal to help us with border security. So he is doing what the administration won't do, which is protecting the citizens of Texas, protecting the citizens of this country from drugs and from human trafficking.
Wall Street was quiet on Friday. The New York Stock Exchange was closed for Good Friday. The Dow, S&P 500, and NASDAQ all fell Thursday, wrapping up a losing week. USA Radio News.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life Crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life Crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. In this hour, we're answering your emails that I get. There's no way that I can answer each one of them. So in this hour, I'm going to answer bunches of your emails. And again, one series of emails I get is the question of immortality. Can you live forever? What does science say about that? Well, there's a Greek myth, thousands of years old, about the goddess of the dawn. The Greek goddess was called Aurora. She was the goddess of the dawn. And one day she fell in love with a mortal, Tithonus. Well, mortals, as you know, are mortal. That is, they die. And so Aurora, being an immortal, pleaded with Zeus to grant the wish of immortality to her lover. So Zeus took pity on Aurora and so gave the gift of immortality to Tithonus. However, Aurora made a mistake, a big mistake. She forgot to ask for eternal youth as well as immortality. So every year, the human tithonus got older and older and older, more decrepit, more feeble, but could never die. So in other words, when you wish for immortality, be sure that you also wish for eternal youth as well. Now, what do scientists say about this? Well, most scientists now realize that something called biogerontology is a real science, the science of aging. You know, there's been so many charlatans, so many fakes concerning longevity and living forever, that scientists were quite gun-shy working on it. But now scientists realize, looking at cells, we can actually see the genes that are involved with the oxidation process, and genes involved with DNA repair. You see, if aging is air buildup, buildup of air in our cells, our DNA, we can get air correcting mechanisms to correct the mistakes as they happen. And some people think that's the way, the scientific way, to perhaps live forever. Gene therapy. Well, unfortunately, gene therapy is still in its infancy. We can, in fact, change genes. The gene for sickle cell anemia, for example, is being looked at right now. You realize that many African Americans have a lineage that goes back to sub-Saharan Africa where malaria is rampant and the human body has a mutation to protect itself against malaria. But if you have two of these genes, then it's too much of a good thing and you come down with sickle cell anemia, which is a horrible disease, very, very painful, causing early death. But gene therapy may one day allow us to fix those genes. And so some people think that that's going to be ultimately the cure for the aging process, to locate the genes that give us a better immune system, that allow us to repair the damage of oxidation, that's the way to go. Because we know where aging is concentrated. It's concentrated mainly in the mitochondria, in areas which have the most wear and tear and the most oxidation process. So stay tuned. We don't have a cure yet. In fact, many of the interventions that we have developed have a side effect, and that is cancer. And so even though there are ways to reverse the aging process in cells, the byproduct of this is oftentimes cancer. So then the next question is, can we cure cancer? Well, let's take another short commercial break. And afterwards, I'll say a few things about what does modern science say about one day finding a cure for cancer. Once again, this is Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. Give us a call, 612-564-8135. Go to my website, mkaku.org, mkaku.org. Find out what all the excitement is about.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Do you have the level of health and energy you desire? The Western world's oldest superfood supports energy, mood, elimination of cravings for junk foods or sweets, elimination of pain, detoxification, immunity, muscle building, fat loss, and even has anti-cancer properties. The oldest superfood is cold sterilized whey protein from grass-pastured cows. Unlike heat sterilized whey protein powder, cold sterilized is easy to digest, and for most dairy intolerant people, they digest it fine. Green Meadow Whey is the only cold sterilized whey protein powder on the market. Green Meadowway is imbued with a life-giving energy that most people can feel in the form of improved energy and mood for 6 or more hours at a time. Unheated Whey is nature's most powerful support for glutathione production, so essential to the health of every cell of your body. Let Green Meadowway erase your fatigue, fortify your immune system, support your detoxification, support your fat loss and lean muscle development, and lift you to new levels of health. To learn more or order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net.
According to the World Gold Council, while demand for gold is surging, 72% of people reply they lack the necessary know-how to do so. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest-rated gold dealer in the country. The reason? We lead with education. We've taught millions of investors how to buy gold safely and securely, and our in-depth gold guide explains everything you need to know. From what type of metals to consider, if an IRA or cash transaction is best, and how you can be certain that the gold you're buying is authentic, certified, and real. Call 800-900-8000 now and get our number one rated first-time gold buyer's kit. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the information you need to secure your future. Call 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000 today.
Brought to you by Professor Michio Kaku. This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. In this hour, I'm answering your questions that I get by email. One persistent set of questions concerns cancer. Can we cure it? Well, first of all, cancer is not just one disease. Back in the 1970s, President Richard Nixon declared war on cancer. Some people think that, well, the war on cancer backfired, cancer won. Cancer rates are still quite high, the second leading cause of death in the United States, because cancer is not just one disease. It's many diseases that are caused by the fact that cells have forgotten how to die. Cells die, can commit suicide in order to give rise to the next generation of cells, but sometimes cells forget to die. They just proliferate out of control and eventually it kills you. But there's two new areas of hope. One is liquid biopsy. Wouldn't it be great to get a simple blood test to find out whether or not you have cancer? No biopsies, no x-rays, no tedious visits to the hospital. No, a simple blood test that you get anyway. And the answer is yes. Liquid biopsies are going to change the whole landscape because a simple blood test will allow scientists to be able to look for cancer cells. We couldn't do that before. Now we can do that with a simple blood test. 50 cancers, I repeat, 50 different types of cancers can now be spotted using liquid biopsies, and they're now legal. The FDA has approved it. And so ask your doctor whether or not you should get a simple blood test analyze for cancer cells to see whether or not you have one of 50 different types of cancers. Now, what happens if you already get cancer and it's too late? Then what do you do? Then we have a new trick in the bag, and that is immunotherapy. Immunotherapy is strengthening your own immune system artificially. It means extracting blood from your body, extracting out the white blood cells in your blood, and then strengthening it using genetic information to strengthen the immune cells and then injecting it back into the human body. So we're taking the body's own natural immune system, strengthening it, and then putting cells back into the body. Now, my personal point of view is that immunotherapy and liquid biopsies will eventually be so successful that the word tumor disappears from the English language. Not totally, but think about it. We don't talk about bloodletting anymore. We don't talk about leeches anymore. And in the future, cancer will be like, well, like the flu. it'll be there. Some people will die of it, but for the most part, it'll be harmless. I think that's the future of cancer. We'll always have some forms of cancer because every cell has a different type of cancer, because cancer is a genetic disease. As a consequence, we'll probably already have cancer, but we'll treat cancer like the common cold. You know, we could also cure the common cold, but there are over 300 different varieties of the rhinovirus. Too tedious, too impractical to create a way of attacking the common cold with a vaccine. Same thing for cancer. I think one day cancer will be viewed like we view the common cold. But it also means that we're going to have to be on the lookout because it'll never totally go away. It'll just be there in the background. So that's something that we have to worry about, that one day we may not have a total cure for cancer, but it's not going to be the killer that people fear today. It's not going to be the number one killer in the United States because of the fact that we'll have immunotherapy, we'll catch it in the bud with blood tests, and so cancer, just like bloodletting and leeches, will be something from the past. Well, we'll have to wait and see about that, but I think there's a lot of promise that one day we'll be able to use genetic engineering. This is called CRISPR. It's a word that should be on everybody's lips. It's a very new technology. It won the Nobel Prize for two women scientists who perfected it. CRISPR technology, the technology to fix broken genes. Well, let's take a short commercial break. And after the break, we're going to continue with answering your questions that I get on email. Give us a call at 612-564-8135 or check out my website, mkaku.org, mkaku.org. Find out what the excitement is all about.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world, and that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
All across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. And again, if you want to find out more about my work, go to my website, mkaku.org, mkaku.org. We have 5 million fans on Facebook. And also, I've written 5 New York Times bestsellers. My latest New York Times bestseller is called The God Equation, The Quest for a Theory of Everything. Is it possible that one day we can complete Einstein's dream of an equation perhaps no more than 1 inch long that will allow us to, quote, read the mind of God? This is the quest that has galvanized the world of science. Find out what the excitement is all about by getting a copy of my book, The God Equation. Well, I get a lot of questions now about Artemis, that is, the moon rocket. Yes, we're going back to the moon and eventually Mars with humans on board. Artemis 1 is being test-fired to make sure the booster rockets and everything works as planned. The goal of Artemis is to have a package of containing astronauts in a capsule called the Orion being lofted into outer space and then shot to the direction of the moon. In 3 days' time, our astronauts will then execute a figure eight and go around the moon. It's back to the moon. And this time, of course, rockets are cheaper. The technology is more advanced. I mean, back in the 60s and 70s, computers were basically toys back then for people. But now, of course, computers are everywhere. And that makes it safer to send astronauts into outer space. So watch for the Artemis. The Artemis, a space rocket that will first make an unmanned trip around the moon and then send astronauts to the moon, including a woman and a person of color, to then go to the moon. First, they'll orbit around the moon, and eventually, perhaps, they'll land on the moon itself. And what happens after that? After that is on to Mars. The projected time frame is that sometime in the 2030s, we'll go back into outer space, but the goal this time is going to be the planet Mars. There's several ways to do it. The way that NASA prefers is to create orbiters around the moon. These orbiters have astronauts, which will then assemble a rocket in outer space. That's a cheap way of doing it because, of course, weightlessness, you don't have to worry about heavy rockets. But they will build the rocket as they orbit the moon. And then they'll shoot this engine with an ion engine to Mars. Now, let's face it. This is not an easy task. To go to Mars takes 9 months. 9 months for a journey. And once you arrive on Mars, then you have a few months to make preparations for the return trip. And another 9 months, you have to wait for the alignment of the planets. In other words, a round-trip mission to Mars is 2 years long. This is not a cakewalk. A 2-year voyage. 9 months going to the moon, 9 months going back, and the rest for scientific investigation on the red planet. And so that's the timetable. Sometime in the 2030s, we're going to go back to outer space with manned missions and on to Mars. And then, of course, the next question is, what are we going to find? What are we going to do there? Well, if you're Elon Musk, you have big plans. You have stars in your eyes. You want to send 1 million, get this, a million passengers to colonize the red planet. Is that practical? Well, I don't know, but Elon Musk is one of the richest men on the planet Earth, and he certainly has the deep pockets to carry out something like a mission like this. And his rocket is called the Starship. That's right, the Starship is really not a moon rocket at all. It's much bigger than what a moon rocket should be. It's really an interplanetary rocket. I mean, Elon Musk, you can't fault him for thinking big. He thinks really big. He's not just going to the moon. He's not just going to Mars. He's building a Starship to go across the solar system. That's right. This new rocket that Elon Musk is perfecting is a planetary rocket. A rocket that'll carry cargo across the solar system. So Elon Musk thinks big. And then what do you do with it? Well, one day perhaps we'll have to make the moon a habitable place, meaning terraform. To terraform Mars so that it becomes like a new Garden of Eden. How do you do that? It's not going to be easy, but satellites. Satellites with mirrors can beam down reflected energy from the sun to the polar ice caps of Mars and melt them. Of course, it'll take many decades to do this, but once you have all these solar satellites aligned correctly, zapping their solar energy to the polar ice caps, then conceivably you can melt the polar ice caps and liquid water. Liquid water will once again flow on the surface of Mars. So that's a dream, to make Mars into a new Garden of Eden. And of course, we're taking steps in that direction. Just a few months ago, NASA sent the first helicopter to go to the red planet. However, it's not easy to build a helicopter to go to the red planet because atmospheric density on Mars is only 1%. 1% the atmospheric density on the planet Earth. If you're on Mars and you take off your spacesuit, or there's a crack in your spacesuit and you lose your oxygen, what's going to happen? It's not going to be pleasant. Well, find out by getting a copy of my book, The Future of Humanity. The Future of Humanity in Outer Space. Well, unfortunately, that's it for Science Fantastic. Go to my website, mkaku.org. mkaku.org. Leave your name, call letters of the radio station you're listening to, and the city you're calling from, and ask that question that's always puzzled you about this great universe of ours. So once again, mkaku.org, that's the place to go to find out more about Science Fantastic. And give us a call. 612-564-8135 is the number to call.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.